Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as we are, we're fixed for 4.5 right here until the Rangers pregame show. And they're coming off a good one. 10-2, the final. Apparently that runners in scoring position, batting practice focus worked out well yesterday. And we got good vibes once again around this baseball team. General at your service at ease. There's Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboy scout, the Super Bowl champ. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, feathering his nest. Okay, he'll keep the Gators down best he can. Chiafalo is here. Woolchuck taking a day off here, so send him some love on social media. Let him know that he is missed. Still haven't seen Carter Freeman around here in a couple of days.
He's snorkeling somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, somewhere he is getting sunburnt. And I look forward to seeing that face when he gets back.
Better go hard on that sunscreen.
Hopefully he goes like Chris Arnold does when he's on vacation, where he just lathers the nose in the with the
zinc,
sunscreen.
Zinc oxide.
Zinc oxide. Yeah. That's pertinent.
Let me ask you this. You guys do much snorkeling?
Did it once. Just kind of felt uneasy. Okay. I was in like 30 or 40 feet of water off of Hawaii. It was awesome seeing the turtles down there and everything. Yeah. The water was beautiful.
That's cool.
But like I kept popping my head up and thinking I was going to be too far away from the boat. Like I couldn't relax. It was just so different.
Oh, it was like it's like a boat dropper kind of deal. Yeah, see, I've never done anything like that.
I had a problem. We were in Hawaii, same thing. We were over a this coral bed, right?
Yeah,
similar deal for me. Yeah.
And like they were telling us like this rare... This coral was like thousands of years old, you know, kind of a thing. And we're hovering over it. I've got size 14 flippers on, right?
Oh, geez.
I'm thinking I'm going to like
kick
moving
it.
And then kick some of the coral.
Yeah.
And it's thousands of year old, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the guy that's going to ruin it for everybody because we have to get back on the boat because...
And it's like federally protected. Then they're getting ready to arrest you.
Yeah,
when you get off the boat.
Like,
come with us, Mr. Broaddus.
Yeah, I'm like putting on these
endangered species.
These size 14 flippers, and then they've got the flipper part of it. And so I'm trying to hover over the coral.
Yeah,
but I'm worried about movement because I'm thinking I am going to kick this coral, and it's going to be a big problem for me.
It doesn't seem like a good vacation activity for a lot of Texans. You know. Just maybe flatlanders, you know, a little bit. Maybe the sea water, or maybe not mountains. But I don't know. For me, I and I'm good in the water, you know. But it almost felt like a fear of heights kicked in. Like I was like, whoa, baby, let's just go ahead and get back to the boat here before something crazy happens.
You were worried about like drifting away.
Yeah,
like no one's gonna you're gonna look up and then the boat's gone.
Yeah, it's that open water movie.
Yeah. I mean, plus they were serving us cocktails on the way out, so I'm like half in the bag, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking I don't want to make some sort of a judgment error here in this situation.
I tell you, we were on a boat like that in Hawaii, and the cocktails and all that were flowing, and people started getting seasick.
Oh yeah.
You know, and you get one person to get seasick and that people start throwing up. Yeah, that's, everybody else on the boat starts throwing up.
It's hard to have fun like
and
that.
And I was literally like, I'd been on enough boats, you know, with charter boats and being out in the sea. Like, I was like, you know, I mean, I get motion sick, but I do the Dramamine thing. It seems to work for me every single time. And so I'm literally holding people so they wouldn't fall over the side as they're getting sick.
Wow.
I mean, that was part of my day.
You were part of the crew that day.
Yeah, I mean, like, literally, like,
just holding ponytails and stuff.
Well, holding, like, the back of a shirt, you know, or whatever, and just kind of like, okay, go ahead. And they're just over the side and stuff. And that's how my day was spent. Like, we're on a boat, and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, this is, you know, you pay for vacations, and you go out on something like that, and then you end up getting sick.
Every time.
That ruins your trip, right?
That's a beatdown, yeah.
That just totally ruins your trip.
I don't know if
trip.
People think about that factor enough, because every time I've been out on one of these boats on a vacation, like, people are getting sick.
You can't go back. They're like, you're sitting there and you're getting sick, and everybody else is kind of trying to enjoy it, but they're not going to circle back.
No.
They're not going to, you know, there's not, like, a helicopter's not going to come, and they're going to airlift you off the boat.
Complimentary Dramamine should be a staple.
Absolutely. Yeah, that
like, hey, just...
That and a cold beer would be ideal for that.
Yeah, I think you know, the preventatives go a long way in those kind of situations.
But you got to know your environment, right? If you're a seasick person, and someone says, "Hey, we're going deep sea fishing today," no, I'm going to stay at the swim up bar. You know, I'm going to be. I think I'm going to go play golf today, or I'm going to go ride four wheelers or something like that. You know, don't just. I mean, if you do get sick, don't go, because you ruin everybody else's trip.
If you're a non-four-wheel driver, here's another thing like that you're unprepared for as we get ready for vacation season. Yeah. If you're a non-four-wheel rider regularly, don't do a long ride, because it takes a long time to get your thumb used to that throttle.
Oh.
Right? You'll jump on that thing, and about 45 minutes in, you'll be like, man, why is my wrist burning so much?
Oh.
And then you talk to the guide, and he's like, yeah, it took me about 2 weeks to get used to that. It's like, okay, awesome.
Right. How long is this ride? We're going to be on this floor.
I want to do the dolphin swimming thing.
Yeah.
Every time I see pictures or videos of these people doing the dolphin swim.
Those dolphins will horn up on you every once in a while, though. You seen that?
Yep. Had that happen to us.
Get a little bit excited.
On Oahu. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, though, to be in a giant pool with dolphins.
Yeah. It seems like a great time.
It's pretty sick. Okay. Foscue got a hit, broke his 0-for-44 streak. That's how you knew last night might have been the turning point. Alejandro Osuna, lone homer of the night. His first home run of his career. Guy's hitting 167 right now. Maybe not quite ready, but they need him. So it was a great swing. Seager smoked two doubles.
Yeah.
And Adolis Garcia hitting the ball hard again. And then obviously DeGrom was out there. He's 5-0, 9-2 for the season with a 165 over his last five starts. And the homer that he allowed was his first allowed dinger since May 26th. He's striking out hitters at an insane 5.43 rate, which is even better than his all-time record mark of 5.33. So this dude's out of control. 14th consecutive time DeGrom has gone at least five and allowed two or fewer. It's a Rangers record he set last night.
Mm-hmm.
Felix Hernandez has the all-time record, 17 games in 2014. So this is a lot of fun. And by the way, Evan Grant asked Chris Young before the game, and he reasserted they still have no interest in trading these guys. Would you do the same thing?
Well, I certainly understand him saying that. You don't want to start saying wild stuff in the media and keeping doors open. Like, hey, DeGrom has a no trade clause, so let's just start there. And from everything Jared's been telling us, like, he really likes it here. He likes being in the big market that doesn't necessarily feel that big. He kind of gets to do his own thing, stay to himself, quiet guy. So, yeah, I don't think you want to do that. And maybe behind the scenes you put more pressure on the players to say, like, hey, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything can happen here. If you guys are gonna mess around and be 10 games back in the division at the deadline, then, yeah, heads are going to fall, so to speak. But I get what he's saying when it comes to – I mean, he made promises to these guys too. Like, Eovaldi, you're coming back because you expect to win.
Right.
And I think that matters.
I think it matters if they want to go. Like, I don't know how much more we're going to be able to contend if you guys really want to go, and we can get something good for you. Like, you know, I don't know how the market is, but I think the way that DeGrom is pitching, even having him for like this year and maybe next year as at this level of DeGrom, that has to be worth a lot. We're talking about the best pitcher in baseball. He can win you a World Series, and owners and GMs do crazy stuff in pursuit of that. So if I'm CY, I'm not making a point to publicize it because I want to drive the value up as high as possible. I don't want to worry the guys, but I think there's a world that we live in where that could happen.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys yesterday driving around, going out and grabbing medicines and things, and I thought you put it pretty well, Dawson. It's like DeGrom's pitching tonight with kind of like a rebuilding team. It looked like, you know, it looked like you signed Seager and Semien, and then now you're just playing rebuilding baseball.
It was the 2022 Rangers last night.
That rebuilding roster last night. It just shows you that his ability to go out there and carry the team when you do have guys hitting .167 and guys with, you know, Foscue with, you know, 0 for career so far, and you find a way to, like, you know, you keep pitching, and then the team will find a way to get some runs. That just shows you the value of the player itself. But I thought it was pretty, you know, I'm like, he's right. I mean, that looked like that lineup last night was a rebuilding looking roster.
Isaiah Kiner Falefas of the world.
Yeah, with a Cy Young pitcher on the hill for you.
Yeah.
You know, that's what that was.
It was a sight to behold once again. And this guy is incredible. I guess he'll have, one more start before the All-Star break probably. Last was really good over the final three as well. That was great to see. And tonight it's Eovaldi against Sugano. Rangers a strong favorite to win this game, win another series. That would be their fifth series win in 7 trips. Brett Boone was on with Sean and RJ this morning. We'll have that audio a little bit later on in the show, but he thinks he's seeing signs now, and I agree. They're competitive. They're coming back. They're scoring runs. Astros slugger Yordan Alvarez has experienced a setback in his recovery from a broken hand. He's going to see a specialist. The GM, Dana Brown, saying Alvarez felt pain when he arrived Tuesday at their spring training complex where he had a workout a day earlier. Alvarez took BP Saturday, been sidelined nearly 2 months. The injury initially diagnosed as a muscle strain, but when Alvarez felt pain again while hitting in late May, imaging then revealed a small fracture. And then yesterday you have the sharp pain. I don't know, maybe it's not totally healed. This could be one of those weird healing things. And, you know, this also, as the Astros put their shortstop Jeremy Peña on the 10-day injured list with a fractured rib. You hate to see those injuries, Brian.
No, you do.
You know, they're unfortunate, but they're a part of the game.
Part of the game.
And maybe they're balancing out a little bit here in this Silver Boot rivalry. Obviously, the Rangers have had quite a few injuries this year.
Rangers finish up in Houston before the All-Star break, so keep an eye on all that.
Yeah, San Diego, then the Angels.
San Diego for 3, Angels for 4, and then finish up in Houston.
Big stretch. Yeah, this is massive. And tonight's huge as well, just 2 games behind 500, 2.5 behind the Mariners. Free agent guard Spencer Dinwiddie has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Charlotte Hornets. He averaged 14-6 in 30 games as a starter for the Mavs last season. And, fairly reliable score, passer, and a leader, veteran presence. And I guess the Mavs just decided D'Angelo Russell better than Spencer Dinwiddie. I think that's a fair thing, and healthier at this point. Dinwiddie would have a couple of good games and then, you know, would kind of be a detriment to winning for a week or so before you kind of get it back together. So, best of luck to Spencer Dinwiddie. It was great having him in both his stints. Warriors are in touch with Damian Lillard, looking at maybe adding him. Seems like maybe a good fit for him to go play in his hometown. The Mavs have to be an option. I think a lot of teams are options. I think the Lakers, the Celtics, obviously going back to the Trailblazers would have to be a possibility as well. But, I think, you know, how about Utah? Weber State is where he played his college ball.
Sure.
He shot 37.5% from 3 this year, scored 24.5 points per game, 7 assists. It's going to be really hard to say how good he's going to be when he makes it back at probably 36 years old after a full offseason.
Would that deter you after, and maybe this is unfair, the fact that you have Klay Thompson kind of the same guy? I mean, and I'm saying that as, and I heard you guys talking about spot-up shooter and stuff like that yesterday. Are you going through the same thing that you've already just gone through if you sign this guy?
Yeah, I think he is a fantastic scorer. He's been one of my favorite players.
Clutch,
but,
all-time clutch. So was Clay. But you worry about injury and you worry about age. And I wonder if you have you already done this before?
That's it's like Luka. It's you know, it's like Iverson, where if you're gonna set him up to dribble and shoot threes to his heart's content and then make passes off of that, great. But if he's not like the focal point of your attack in his prime, I just don't think it's a championship move. Yeah. I love Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the spot up shooting, like he's one of the best shooters we've ever seen. I don't think that's really going away necessarily, but
if you're gonna be a spot up shooter, you better be 6'6".
Yeah, that's the thing. Like he's not the prototype for that role, and I'm just fascinated to see what type of money teams are gonna be willing to throw at him, because I just can't fathom that anybody's gonna be willing to do much more than the minimum.
Yeah, you know, a prove it situation. Like he would be the first guy of that size to go that deep and be an impactful player, 36 years old, coming off an Achilles. That's crazy. I guess KD's come back pretty good from the Achilles. Mm. Maybe not the same player Kobe, but came back pretty dang good from the Achilles. But the other side of 30, Achilles as a basketball player, a primary handler, it would have to be a prove-it deal for me. Okay, G-Bag of the Day champion. Who is that? We'll find out on the other side. Then we have the top 10 at 220 here. It's the G-Bag Nation, a July 2nd edition, holiday week. Know a lot of you probably making plans to get out of town. Hope you're safe and have an awesome time, and we're back with more here.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Nation. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I got hung up watching a video of a dude getting run over, man. My algorithm is just crazy.
Dude, you're getting a lot of death vids lately, aren't you?
I think this guy survived. Probably a pretty bad concussion, maybe a broken leg. But yes, I don't like how the internet is a full-on assault on my senses. It's just crazy. It's like faces of death sometimes. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I want fighting. I want action. I want real life. I think, like, you should have to click a button. Like, I'm okay with seeing people die on this app.
Yeah, I think every video that results in death should require you to click the button before it just starts playing.
Somebody's about to die here. What do you think? Where are you at?
Yeah, it's because it's going to suck you in. Yes. For sure.
I mean, I see shootouts in Brazil. I'm like, how do I tune away from this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, these guys are just having a card game. Guy pulls up on a moped, tries to rob him. Yeah. Now he's getting shot. How do I tune away from that? Yeah. You know, and then it thinks, oh, dude wants shootouts.
Right, because you watched the whole video.
Yes. So I'm in a battle with my own algorithms.
It's crazy the crap that gets thrown at you.
Yes. Okay. A segment here brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. CarsForKids.org. We go into the Pimp Cup with the G-Bag of the Day. Champ, here's Lucius.
Yeah, it's day two for this champion sound right here. Champion sound. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30, and we replay the champion about this time every day, all right? Yeah, day two for this champion sound. Man on a bike trail. He had two young bikers shook. They were shook. They're probably in their 20s or something like that, shaking in their boots. I don't know what started this incident, but he felt like someone called him out of his name, so he approached him and threw one of these guys' bike in the creek.
What is it? Who's the bitch? What is it? Which one? Which one is the bitch?
What the hell?
Who? You're the bitch! You!
No. Yo, dude, what
show
do we do?
Your bitch.
What do we do? What do we do, man?
Who's the bitch?
What do we do?
You said bitch!
No,
you.
We didn't.
You're good?
No, I didn't say anything. I didn't
you're
say
good?
Anything. Dude, I didn't
are you sure you're good?
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say anything, man.
And your bike is here.
I know.
Bitch! What?
We didn't, we're not talking.
Hey, you want to try?
Yeah, dude, we don't want to cause problems.
I'm the bitch.
No, dude, please.
You just
please
said stop. It again, man.
Because you're hitting me. Please, buddy, stop. We don't want to fight. We're scared. Come
here. Run in
buddy, please stop. Please.
You do we that again! You're going the river!
Okay, I'm sorry.
You
I'm
hear
sorry.
Me?
Yeah. We're sorry.
Do you
I'm
hear
sorry.
Me?
I hear you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry.
There's two bikes there. He could be in the river.
Okay, we're sorry.
I'm a bitch, but I won't do it because you're young as f***.
We're sorry.
I'm 48!
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm really sorry, man.
You want to do it again?
No. No, we're sorry. We'll leave.
Hey, you know there's a cougar around here. A cougar is chasing people.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't know that cougar. But watch yourself, boys.
Okay, really careful.
Watch yourself, boys.
Really careful.
Watch yourself, boys.
Watch yourself.
Do you think those guys actually did call him a B-word?
There's a cougar around here. I mean, if they did, they are definitely the bees now.
Yeah.
We're sorry. We're sorry, man.
Yeah. Guy might have been hallucinating. I don't know. It kind of sounded
sorry,
like
dude.
Like Flula's methed out cousin or something. You know what I'm saying?
DJ Flula. Shout out to him.
Yes. It's time now for Woolchuck's top 10 at 220. Here's the Chief.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is a beautiful June, June top 10 list for you here, even though we are in July now.
July 2nd.
So I saw this just the other day, bookmarked it for a moment like this. I have the top 10, according to NFL collaborators, the top 10 hardest hitters in NFL history.
Oh, perfect.
Top 10 hardest hitters in NFL history. 877-881-1053. Who comes to mind for you? I'm also going to have to ask Broadus who one individual is because they don't have the names of these guys.
Just
they just have the player with the jersey number or whatever.
Okay.
And so you get a couple of these old school ones where I'm like, dang, I don't know. Like it looks like an edge rusher.
Is there a Raiders number 32?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Jack Tatum.
Jack Tatum on that list.
Jack Tatum's gonna be in the mix here.
Is there a I was just thinking about it. Greg Lloyd in that list, by the way?
Greg Lloyd?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't know. Maybe was he number 81?
No.
And he wore, I'm looking at a guy that had like long sleeves.
Detroit Lions, that would be Dick Night Train Lane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was hitting people like that?
Yeah, is it Detroit Lions?
I can't even tell what the jersey is.
Wait a minute. Is it the Giants? If it's a Giant, is it a black guy or white guy?
Keep vamping. He's black.
He's a black guy? Okay, I'll see if I can identify this.
I mean, the first name that comes to my mind is Ronnie Lott.
Brian, Ronnie Lott is.
I'm surprised you didn't mention him. You know, that's from an era of,
wow,
you know, where they allowed you to really hit.
Okay, man, I tell you,
it was the highlight of the thing.
I think that's top 10 concussions.
Yeah, who wants touchdowns? We got the hits.
I think that's who that is. Hang on a second here. I can look it up real quick. I think that's who that is for you.
I don't know why. Like when I think of Dick Night Train Lane, I think he was of like interceptions.
He's
and
an
stuff.
Interceptor, but
was he also just cracking domes?
It looked like a Detroit Lion jersey, though, is what that looked like, right? That looked like a little Honolulu blue.
Back when they had like long sleeve jerseys, too.
Oh, yeah,
so it's like a super throwback. The dude's wearing number 81.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly who this guy is. But everybody else, I'm pretty dang familiar with. And so, yeah, we'll get you. Ronnie Lott's going to make a pretty strong appearance on this here list, Dawson. So that's a good pull by you. Lucius, when you think of just school crusher football dudes.
Atwater.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Atwater was a problem.
Yes. Yeah. Great pad.
See, that's Dick Nitrine Lane.
Okay, so that is him.
Yeah.
Wow, so what an absolute legend, because I only think of him as, one, great nickname guy.
Okay.
Two, interception guy.
Yeah.
I did not know that he was also, because they have him as like the sixth, he comes in at number six on this list of hardest hitters in NFL history.
Yeah, this is what the chat GPT says about
I didn't know Dick laid the wood like that.
Mm.
Did you? Hey, let me just say.
Fantastic layout right there. That, I love that.
I am really impressed.
Nobody was going to give it up.
Really didn't want to.
Nobody was going to give it up.
It was a gunfight at the OK Corral.
You want to do that?
Both fighters were looking right at each other, and I'm like, I'm not
saying when.
Dick Nitrine Lane, known as a ferocious tackler, tight man-to-man cover guy.
See, then we need to start respecting, like, he needs to be talked about.
He's a 7-time Pro Bowler, 10-time All-Pro between 1954 and 1963.
All those hits would have been fines, by the way.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah. Back when they were allowed to smack you.
They were waiting for somebody to be vulnerable.
Mel Blunt was another one.
Yeah, sure.
Man, look at that receiver. He's indefensible right now. Smack the hell out of him.
So, got him.
Nice job. Raise for this guy.
Yeah, we're clapping on that.
Way to recognize when they're indefensible. Really turned his lights out, Dick.
Dick Butkus on this list?
Dick Butkus is on this list. You'll be happy to know he comes in strong at number five all time.
Okay.
Hardest hitters.
That boy Sean Taylor's got to be on there, bro.
I'm glad you mentioned him.
Come on now.
I was thinking about Sean Taylor
as
well.
He crushed a kicker in a Pro Bowl
that's
game.
What I'm saying.
Oh, yes, dude. That's all time. That is all time. I want to say Ryan Lindell. I don't know. Somebody. He's on the sidelines. He just gets murdered in Honolulu.
It was an Eric Hipple moment.
It was, yes. But yeah, Sean Taylor comes in strong here at number eight.
Nice.
And I do think, like, obviously the longevity factor, mm-hmm. if he would have been able to, maybe he's even higher on this list.
Ray Lewis is on this list probably.
Ray Lewis is extremely high on this list. Some might say too high.
Okay, too high. Okay.
Some might say. Okay, so getting plenty of texts in. Cliff Harris.
Cliff Harris was awesome. Absolutely. Him and Charlie Waters. Yeah. He's a beachy up safety.
We have Perfect. Vontez Perfect. Yeah, he was hitting people.
He'll ruin some
Dirty
careers.
Blair.
Yeah.
Hey, Roy Williams, Cowboys.
Roy Williams was tough. Sure was.
They took away his finishing move, and he just wasn't the same after that. That horse collar situation, that was his finishing move, bro.
No doubt.
He's really great at that.
Yeah.
No doubt. Let's see. We have getting some Brian Dawkins love, some Darren Woodson love, Ray Nitschke love.
Ray Nitschke was, he was a go for the clothesline guy. He was one of those guys.
See, clotheslines, man.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a different
level. Like,
you have to be a maniac to swing your arm at a face mask.
Exactly.
Like, what are you on, bro?
Well, they had their arms padded up with like steel and stuff in them.
And they had like one bar on the face mask. Yeah, it's actually probably the perfect thing to do in that day and age.
Yeah.
Sick.
Your forearm was more padded than your face at
Chuck
that time.
Chuck Bednarik was pretty awesome as a linebacker, too.
So you would wrap your arms in like metal and pads and wield them as clubs?
That's what they, back in the 70s, that's with the Raiders with Lyle Alzado.
That's Buck Wild.
Yeah.
Ted
Hendricks, those kinds of guys.
James Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of Greg Lloyd, James Harrison, both those guys, yeah.
Some of the hardest hits I've ever seen were from James Harrison. I'll tell you, even just the Steelers in general, I mean, Ryan Clark.
Hard hitter.
I mean, we're thinking about him now as just one of the analysts.
You ought to look up Mel Blunt.
He was crushing dudes. Mel Blunt, as somebody who obviously never watched him play,
I know
him as being a...
Yeah.
Big time hitter from the old
the Steelers,
the old football life stuff.
Yeah, him and he was back there as playing as a safety. He was tough.
Brian Clark used to crack him like that. I gotta look up a highlight.
Hey, yeah,
I can't believe he used to be a head buster.
He really
and he still has his wits about him.
I know.
Look at that.
Yeah.
look at that.
Yeah, he hit some dudes really hard.
Take that, CTE.
Let's see here. Shout out to Bob Sanders. Bob Sanders is one of my favorite players of all time. Underrated,
yeah.
Short-lived career, short in stature.
Bill Bates used to knock you out, too. Yeah. If you remember Bill Bates from the Cowboys.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
We're getting Dexter Coakley, Brian Urlacher, John Lynch. John Lynch.
John Lynch.
Some people, dude.
We said Steve Atwater, right?
Yeah, that was Lucius's pull.
That was a very good pull.
And he's probably doesn't get enough love on this list, though he does make an appearance in the top 10 for sure. Chuck Cecil getting some love.
That's the old, yeah, he was with us in Green Bay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you saw that firsthand.
Yeah, Chuck was with us, him, Leroy Butler. Those were our guys in the back end, yeah.
Troy Polamalu.
Crafty.
Definitely crafty.
Very crafty, very much around the line of scrimmage, very much like, sure tackler, very sure tackler guy.
What a time we lived in when it was Polamalu, Ed Reed.
Oh no, those guys
and
were
Bob Sanders. Yeah. These guys are just so fun.
Darren Woodson was in that group. I mean, Woody, very crafty the way that you play. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cam Chancellor,
that's a good one.
Cam Chancellor's a really good one.
Yep,
and it makes the when Zeke trucked him in that preseason game all the more special.
Yeah,
Lawrence Taylor, of course, getting love. How about Jeremiah Trotter? Does he deserve an honorable mention here, Brodus?
Trotter was like old school linebacker, you know, big, square, tough, hard guy to move. I don't know if he was that kind of just a destroyer, but he was definitely
a good player.
Very good player.
Bill Romanowski.
He was just cheap, very cheap, very dirty.
Certified psycho.
Yeah. Well, he kind of came from that. He was an era, too, where like there was those Pittsburgh Steelers guys like Jack Lambert and Ham and those guys, they were like get you in a pile and twist on you a little bit.
Brian Cushing, we should do like a top 10 NFL psychos list because he would be in the mix.
Yeah.
He was roided up a lot,
after,
right?
Yeah, his before and after is amazing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he was ridiculous.
It worked.
Patrick Willis getting some love here as well. David Deacon Jones,
he was big on the head slap.
Yeah.
Like he would like that. That's how he got
left
to the,
tackles from just getting clubbed.
Yeah, he was just, that was his big thing.
Okay, so as the list goes here, we have, let's see, you got the, at number 10, you get Cam Chancellor.
Okay.
At 9, you get Steve Atwater.
Okay.
And he probably should be higher on this list.
Much higher, yeah.
Then you get Sean Taylor. So you got three safeties right there out of the gates.
Yeah. I'd take all three of them right now. Yeah.
By the way, Hammond Lambert, Rodney Harrison.
Yeah.
James Harrison, Junior Seau, Mike Singletary. These guys all on the outside looking in here. Wow. Patrick Willis.
Mm.
At 7, you got Jack Tatum.
Okay.
Another DB, right?
Yeah, he was a safety. He was, the nickname was the Assassin. That was his nickname. Yeah, he, if you go back in the Super Bowl against,
they called me the Cheetah.
The Minnesota Vikings. I think it's Sammy White goes across the middle it's an Eric Hipple moment. Yeah.
Oh, helmet goes flying.
And it's in the Super Bowl. It'd be a huge play. Yeah.
Head goes one way, helmet the other.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, then you get Night Train Lane there.
Dick Night Train Lane, yeah.
Yeah, he's coming in at number 6. Then you get Butkus.
Dick Butkus, yeah.
At 5.
That's people might say Dick Butkus would be a little low at 5, but that's a good spot then, I guess.
Brian Dawkins at number 4.
Brian Dawkins, I've been around, if you've talked about the favorite safeties I've ever been around, and Dawkins is in the Hall of Fame, and so is Leroy Butler, and I've been with Darren Woodson. If I had to power rank them, it's Woodson, Dawkins, and Butler. And the best one of my group is not in the Hall of Fame, and he's the best player of the three that I just named.
I was waiting for this from the 940 with his Ray Rice joke. Just so inappropriate.
Oh, yeah.
I was, geez, yeah.
Joe Mixon.
Only a matter of time.
Yeah. That's a different kind of hitting, sir.
It is, but duly noted. Dawkins was one of the, I loved the way he would come out of the tunnel.
Brian Dawkins.
He was always baby oiled up.
Brian Dawkins is
certified psycho too.
One of the toughest guys I've ever been around in my life. Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor comes in at number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. He asked Joe Theismann about that.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie Lott at 2.
Ronnie was tough. Former corner, moved inside. Yeah.
And lost then, part of his finger, kept playing.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think about.
Cut it off. Let's go.
What a savage.
Yeah.
But number 1,
They have Ray Lewis.
See, I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm like, no disrespect to Ray, and he was cracking dudes.
Yeah,
great player.
But I don't know if he's the number one hardest hitter of all time.
I would say that Jack Tatum should have been in that top three myself.
Mm.
Yeah, coming around to like an edge like this guy's about to get crushed. Like LT's going to hit you a lot harder than Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis might be the most sure tackler at his position ever. Yeah. Did a hell of a job. Thank you, guys. It is time now to familiarize yourself with the 2026 quarterback class. There's some very interesting Rangers news, and we'll hit that for you coming up at 3 o'clock right here on your home of the Rangers. Sands at about 2 hours, and we're back with sports here on the...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Fam. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Coming up at 3 o'clock. Stick around. We're 15 minutes from another Rangers discussion with you. As I believe this afternoon, maybe we're coming upon information why this team might not have it. Why they're maybe not as resilient or coming together as good as we had hoped. But stick around. Home of the Rangers, we're definitely hoping for the best. Pregame's coming up at 6:30, and they have a chance tonight to win their fifth series out of the last seven. You know, then go to San Diego. Padres pretty dang good. Then you get the Angels in there, about a 500 team. Then you finish with the Astros. And hopefully what we saw last night after the focused effort in BP to hit with runners in scoring position, that kind of fixed it. And we'll start to get the answer to that question tonight. Eovaldi's on the hill against a real jobber pitcher. So a chance to get a big dub here tonight, Brian. I know you like that.
No, I absolutely do.
Okay, so what do you make of this, Brian, that, you know, if you look back in the last 3 years, you could say two out of the last three were really bad for Dak Prescott. Like, he led the NFL in interceptions, even though he only played 12 games in 2022. And then last year, like, his turnover-worthy plays was 4.6%.
Yeah.
So about one in every like 22 times he snapped the ball, Dak was committing a turnover worthy play. So what is that evidence of? Is it a sign that as he hits the other side of 30 here, maybe the end's near? Like if he has another bad year, that would be 3 out of 4.
You think it's a physical thing or a mental thing? And I say mental, not of being a, you know, like saying a dumb guy or anything like that, but do you think Dak has always been able to process what he sees very well? And does that lead to turnover worthy plays?
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
I mean, he had a bad luck with some turnovers that were off guys' hands.
Yeah, Brooks fell down in the first pick of the year last year.
Yeah, there was he threw one inside to Cooks in a playoff game that got eaten up pretty good.
That's why the turnover worthy play stat is so valuable.
Sure. Because
it's not necessarily gauging the result, but how well you threw it in your decision.
Right.
I think it's time and space for Dak. If you speed him up and you put players around him and his options, I think the turnovers skyrocket.
I think if you create indecision with him, he has a bigger problem. I think to me that there's a lot of quarterbacks in this league that when they turn their back to the defense, then having to pick up where everybody is could be a problem. And, you know, some quarterbacks are really, really good at reading and having an understanding of what somebody is trying to do to them.
Yeah.
And I think Dak has to prep extra hard to maybe overcome some of the shortcomings he has with his ability to read. And, you know, if some of his worst interceptions or turnovers are throws he makes where he doesn't see a guy standing there, or he's confused on where that linebacker or that safety was going to drop. You know, it's like, okay, that like they gave him a look and he's thinking, okay, this is the look. All week long I prepped this look and now I get a linebacker here that I didn't expect. And now I'm making a throw.
Is that as he's getting less mobile and getting older? Is he washed up?
I don't think it's anything to do with mobility. I think there's always been, when Dak was at Mississippi State, it was a lot of Dak just being a damn good, just competitor, you know? And I think the older he's got, I think he's gotten better at reading things, but there's been times where he reverts back to those times where he maybe got fooled. And I think when Dak gets fooled, I think that's a problem for him. And quarterbacks get fooled. Don't think I'm trying to say only Dak Prescott's the only one. I don't think it has anything to do with his mobility or arm strength or anything like that. I think there's a mental side of the game that gives quarterbacks problems. And, you know, we've seen it now a little bit too with some stuff with Aaron Rodgers. There'd be a time with Aaron Rodgers where you couldn't do anything to him that he hadn't already seen. But you kind of see now that teams are doing, like, well, wait a minute, that's something, and now he's making a throw. He's making a snap judgment there, and the ball is not where it needs to be. You know, and scheme has a lot to do with that.
I agree.
Maybe how you're prepping. You know, I think that with Dak, I think he's going to be fine coming back from the injury physically. I've always had questions about him if he always saw the field the right way. That's the questions that I've had for him. And when turnovers happen, like, man, he didn't see that linebacker.
He gets a lot of love from around the league, guys like Aaron Rodgers, veteran quarterbacks that really appreciate him at the line of scrimmage pre-snap. But then things post-snap can change on you.
Yeah.
And I do think a part of it, too, is the Cowboys have had such a predictable offense for a long time. In the passing game and in the run game, how much is your coach actually helping you with some of this stuff? Yeah. And hopefully this new staff is heading in that direction.
Okay, so check it out. In his first three seasons, 48 games, no games missed, he threw 25 picks.
Mm-hmm.
In his middle three seasons, in which he did miss 11 games, there was another 25 picks. In the last three seasons, now we're at 32 picks, and he has missed... 9 and 5, 14 of these games.
Sure.
So, I mean, this is the worst three-game stretch. Why? You know, why is he getting older? Is he not seeing the guys?
I think early in his career, teams really didn't understand how to play him. You know, when you always talk about getting stuff on tape, and then now you figure it out that, listen, if you make him turn his back to the defense and the play-action stuff, usually play-action is really ideal
look what it's done for Jared Goff up in Detroit. You know, play action game is that ability to take your eyes away and then bring them back and then find where everybody's going to be. Scheme has something to do with that. You know, I totally believe that. But also, though, your ability to, you know, have an understanding of where everybody is going to be on that field. I think I said it earlier. I think that's why Dak has to work so hard, because he has to overcome some of the limitations he has of reading defenses. And when somebody catches him, he could look really bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could look like he never saw that guy. He never saw that corner. He never saw it. Like, there's throws that he's made where, wait a minute, the linebacker's standing right there. What's he doing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he starts to get pressure up the middle. He's got to look at the pressure and then pop back up and throw. And I think that was 6 of the 8 picks last year.
I think when he has indecision in his mind, when he thinks I've got the right read and then it hits his fifth step or he's dropping back at a shotgun, and then he's thinking, okay, all week long I've made this throw and that linebacker has not been there.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden it's not a linebacker. Maybe it's a safety. Maybe they played a coverage too, where all of a sudden it's that fire zone stuff where they bring a blitzer and then drop an edge, and now there's people in the path, and he's kind of trying to play the game of like, okay, when I worked on this all week, when you showed it to me as in my film study, this is what you did.
So what do Shoddy and his staff do to fix it now? If the NFL defenses have made this adjustment,
I think it's a problem with all quarterbacks. To be honest with you, I think that they're. You know, we've seen games where Mahomes have looked like 2 or 3 games he's looked really bad. There's certain coordinators. Look what Mike Zimmer did last year to the Commanders guy. I know it's a rookie, but you know, you look at Jayden Daniels. He's like lighting everybody up.
Yeah.
And then Zimmer is throwing things at him. He's like, wow, I'm not too sure about this. And now he's not been able to make these throws. So I think to me, though, it's the game that we play. It's the listen. If you know that your quarterback struggles with, and that's why we say they it's a quarterback that has 2-level reads. You know, they're taking away reading away from a quarterback in order to give him the best chance to succeed. Because if they know they ask him to read, he's going to make mistakes. And I think that you have to be able to, like, Shoddy has to be able to say, okay, if we do this pre-snap, is this going to give, is condensed formations and bunch formations and motion going to give Dak Prescott any more clues to what's going on? That's where he has to work with Dak.
Yeah, and the offensive line stuff. It's easy to not throw picks as a rookie when you have the best offensive line in the sport, and it's slowly
getting
worse.
Well, you got a running game, too.
Over time. Yeah.
You got a running game, and you can lean on that running game really, really hard when we've always said this about Dak. You know, the numbers of 26 for 32 are always going to be winning numbers for Dak. Anything over, say, 32, you get to 35, 38, 40, there's a chance that they're going to lose that football game, because maybe he's going to make one bad read in a tight game that's going to cost them the opportunity to win the game.
Terrific stuff. Thank you, sir. Coming up next here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. We have the top stories at 3 o'clock. And does this audio explain why the Rangers can't get out of quicksand? It's next in the Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.